Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We get a mention today of tinsel in the very Bible readings themselves, even though it's all before Christmas. As we hear in the first reading today, the visions your prophets had on your behalf were delusive, tinsel things. They never pointed out your sin to ward off your exile. The visions they proffered you were false, fallacious, misleading. It's an important point. Christianity is not do what you want and go to heaven. That's paganism. It's also pointless, and it's also a lie. The whole point of Christianity is to free us from evil. This is why part of an authentic proclamation of the gospel is the call to repent of our sins and live differently. True prophets call us to recognize our sins and to stop committing them, because the natural consequences for us are destruction and separation from God. That is why this topic is touched on in the first reading at all. The Israelites are living the painful consequences of their sin. They are in exile, far from God. Prophetic calls of repentance are therefore truly an act of love. Let's not run away from these, but humbly heed them, and heed Christ, who speaks to us through them. Let us pray. Grant, Lord God, that we, your servants, may rejoice in unfailing health of mind and body, and through the glorious intercession of Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, may we be set free from present sorrow and come to enjoy eternal happiness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.